And for more on the analysis as to what this could mean going forward from here, Dr. Payal Patel joins us now. She is the infectious disease physician over at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for taking the time here with us today. First and foremost, what does this EUA application potentially signal for schools who may soon add the COVID-19 vaccine to the historical prerequisites that have been in place?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think we forget that, you know, vaccinations have been a part of our daily life for schools, for colleges for so long. And so I think it's just another step in protecting kids' public health as we move forward. And I take it as really, really good news for parents of young kids who have been struggling with, you know, daycare and outbreaks in school and classrooms and then having to stay home. So I think protecting every member of our household is going to be really, really helpful moving forward.
In terms of the COVID cases that you're seeing right now, of course, in Michigan, I've been reading that quite a bit of community spread has been taking place in schools, even as overall cases have been coming down throughout the rest of the state. Are you seeing cases get severe enough among the school age population to actually require hospitalization or visits to the doctors? What's the situation looking like on that front?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're actually preparing for a huge snowstorm as well this week. So there's a number of different things going on with school age children and people going to work. But you know, what unfortunately we have continued to see kids come in, and at this point, you know, because we've had the vaccine for so long for adults, you know, the kids are really the ones that are still at risk. Fortunately, you know, many kids don't get sick enough to have to come into the ER or go to the hospital. But you know, we are, just like many other hospitals in the U.S., still seeing kids who do have to come into the ER. If you're sick enough to come into the ER, many times you are going to have to get admitted and come into the hospital. So if we can prevent even one of those hospitalizations, I think that's making a big dent.
You know, when we consider where we find ourselves at right now, and our colleague Anjali was laying this out a moment ago, and where adults, many of them already in the booster phases, where kids are continuing to catch up to where the rest of the population has seen emergency use approvals or even full approvals, Moderna, Pfizer being two of those main approvals that the FDA has given in full. And so with this in mind, vaccine manufacturers, they haven't signaled when they're going to shift their production into a for-profit model. But what do you anticipate the continuance will be of people who get vaccinated when we reach that pivot in the future?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I think that, you know, one thing, I think a lot of people have been waiting for this moment when kids can get vaccinated. A lot of people have been waiting. You know, I'm gonna be able to feel so much better about my child going to the classroom or going to their outside, you know, sports activities or indoor sports activities. So I do think that just having that last part of our population be eligible for that first vaccine is gonna be a pivot in itself, because as soon as we can get everyone kind of vaccinated in those different age groups, it's gonna really be a game changer. Going from unvaccinated to vaccinated is, you know, that's a big step in itself. It's really protective to your family unit. I think, you know, it's still to be seen what vaccine companies are going to do. How many boosters are we going to need? A lot of that is still the unknown. But I would say for now, given all the news that we've had about variants and everything, the vaccines continue to hold up. So the best thing that you can do, definitely as a parent, is don't wait. You know, as these vaccines are available, and I say this to parents of teenagers, as well as, you know, children above five, and then again in that younger age group, the most effective time to get that vaccine is now.
In other vaccine news, of course, yesterday, as Brad was alluding to, Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine just received full approval for adults by the FDA. Do you expect this to meaningfully increase vaccination rates among those who had still been holding out and waiting for that full approval? Or does this not necessarily move the needle, considering that we have had that full approval from the FDA for Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine since last August now?
you'd have to, you know, go find that one person who is waiting for Moderna to get the full approval, but not Pfizer. So I think, you know, there was a group of people, you know, I always think about, like, you know, the iPhone. There's like the early adopters who get the iPhone early, those who wait. It's very similar with all sorts of technology. And it was similar with vaccines. There were people who got it early and were willing to get it. That was a lot of healthcare workers. Those who maybe wanted to like wait a little bit. I think we're starting to really fulfill all of those. And then there's people who, you know, I'm not sure that the FDA approval will affect them or not, but we've already had that for Pfizer, which is a very similar vaccine. I do think that all of this is good news though, for all of those folks who want to see more evidence. You know, at this point, we've had millions of people vaccinated. Very few people have had any kind of side effect. And really we've protected all of those that have been vaccinated. So, you know, for folks who are waiting, I think the evidence is already out there.
Absolutely. Some important updates that we're going to be continuing to track even as more of the approval processes move forward. Dr. Payal Patel, who is the infectious disease physician at the University of Michigan, thank you so much for the time and helping us break this down here on the day.